Good Saturday morning to you. It is that time, 9 a.m. On your Saturday morning, and time for the only show in Tuscarawas County that lets kids have their say. It's Gimme That Shoe. My name's Steve Shoemaker, but the real stars of the show are you. So now, gimme that shoe. And good morning to everyone out there. A beautiful Saturday morning. Any Saturday without snow, then I'm above the dirt. That's a good Saturday morning. Glad to be with all of you again. And we want to make sure to welcome our guests this morning. I have kids here this morning from Baltic Elementary. And I've got three guys now. Second half of the show, I'm going to have three girls. But let's meet the guys right now. And we're going to start out with saying good morning to Matthew Raber. Good morning, Matt. How are you, sir?
I am good.
Yeah, all is well in the world of Matthew Raber?
Yes.
So, hey, tell me, how old are you, sir? And who do you have? Who's your homeroom teacher and all that good stuff?
Well, I am 10 years old, and my homeroom teacher is Mr. Reichman.
Mr. Reichman. So, you what grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade, that's right. We talked about that before the show. So, anybody you want to say hi to this morning before we get this show going?
Oh, I would like to say hi to my parents outside of the studio.
Out in the studio, huh? A mile away, huh? So, are you excited to be on the radio?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, a little terrified?
Little bit.
Every time I go on the microphone, I get a little bit, butterflies in my belly. So, and that's a big belly to have butterflies in, let me tell you what. I have almost an arboretum of butterflies in there, which, you know, it is what it is. Well, welcome to the show, Matthew. Next up, we have Jake Braun. Jake, good morning, sir.
Morning.
So, how about give me a pump there, Max? There we go. So, Jacob, how old are you, sir?
I am 11 years old.
And you're in what grade, sir?
Sixth.
Sixth grade. 11 years old, sixth grade. And who's your homeroom teacher?
Mr. DeTorio. We just call him Mr. D.
Mr. DeTorio. Is that Dave DeTorio?
Yep.
You tell Mr. DeTorio I said hello. He graduated a year after me from Dover. He's class of 90, I think. So, and I know his sister and the whole deal. So is Mr. DeTorio a good teacher?
Yeah, he's very crazy.
He's crazy?
Yeah.
Really?
So, Mr. Reitman and Mr. DeTorio have a prank war going on.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, we might have to talk about that. Have you seen any good pranks?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So that'll give us something to talk about. Good. Oh, so Mr. DeTorio hasn't changed much since. Does he still have a cheesy mustache?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then finally, Mr. Caleb Stockdale, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing pretty good. So I have a question. I almost didn't see you there because you're wearing camouflage. So, and you were you trying to hide from me this morning in studio, or just coming in to have a good time?
I was just coming in to have a good time. I just found this.
Yeah? Oh, you look good. You look good. There, not a deer in the area will find you. You need to get a little closer to the mic, though.
Okay.
There you go. So you have the loud mic in the studio, but you also have the one that doesn't move the easiest. So how old are you, Caleb?
I am 12.
12? And so, and what grade? You're sixth grade, too?
Yeah.
Do you have Mr. DeTorio?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So, anyway, so he's a pretty good guy?
Yeah, we do a couple pranks on him once in a while.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's good. Well, I might have some suggestions for you here after the show. We won't mention them on the air, so there'll be a good, healthy surprise for Mr. DeTorio.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah, that'll be a good... Good morning, Dave! So, anyway, well, hey, it's great to have you guys in studio. Can't wait to talk to you guys a little bit about school and home and all that good stuff. But right now, I do believe that Caleb has a job to complete. We always do our Funny Five countdown, and Caleb, you have the responsibility of introducing the number five song on the countdown.
Okay. Toast by Haywood Bank.
Right here on DNP 102.3 Hits. Gimme That Shoe.
Yeah. all around the country.
Coast, coast. People always saying, what do you like most? I don't want to brag, I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast. I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! When the first caveman drove in from the drags, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah! Now there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again, make toast. Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Uh-huh, croissante, Chevy Corvette. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast! Cowboy Enron, Longhorn Steer. Barbara, Jenna, and George W. 143 executions. Texas toast! Texas toast! And Chicago and Indianapolis in it. Yeah, toast! Yeah! Toast.
And the father is a son who has a mother. The mother has a daughter who gets married to the brother of a mother. And they're all just trying to multiply with one another. Cause that's just the way of the world. It never ends till the end, then you start again. That's just the way of the world. That's just the way of the world. Someone in the world, they think they're working for themselves. Paid the very same. And so they keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dead-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dead-dum-dum. And so they keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dead-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dead-dum. And so they keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dead-dum, skiddly-dee-dead-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dead-dum-dum. And so they keep on twiddling thumbs, skiddly-dee-dead-dum, skiddly-dee-dead-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs, skiddly-dee-dead-dum-dum. You keep
So they keep on twiddling them thumbs. Diddle-a-dee-dee-dum, diddle-a-dee-dee-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs. Diddle-a-dee-dee-dum-dum. So they keep on twiddling them thumbs. Diddle-a-dee-dee-dum, diddle-a-dee-dee-dum. They're gonna keep on twiddling them thumbs. Diddle-a-dee-dee-dum-dum.
Sabrina Carpenter and Thumbs right here on DNP 102.3. It's Saturday morning, which means it can only be Gimme That Shoe right here on your hometown station. And we've got the guys from Baltic Elementary in studio. We're having a good conversation. Off mic, I guess. We're talking a little bit about the musical instruments they play, the things they like to do. Found out some good information. Got a threat from Mr. DeTorio that said, "We'll see you Monday." And so, you know, we'll again remind him, just remember, when you least expect it, expect it. So anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. So guys, let's hear a little bit about it. First of all, we have Matthew here in studio. We were talking about brothers and sisters and all that good stuff. And Matthew, tell me all about your brothers and sisters.
I don't have any brothers and sisters.
Oh, you're one of those, huh? You know, I know another guy that has an only child. And you're not spoiled, are you?
No.
Not a bit? No, not a bit. You pretty much get what you want and make your own rules. Is that it?
Not much.
Not much? Really?
No.
No, mom and dad pretty strict on you?
Yeah, I sometimes make my own rules, but my mom and dad had a conversation about that.
What kind of conversation was it?
Well, it was a pretty strict conversation.
Okay. Yeah, did they remind you that they were still in charge?
Yes.
Yeah, and did you just nod your head in agreement?
Yes.
There you go. That's the best way to handle it. And then you keep your own thoughts to yourself and go from there. So, you know, if you ever need advice on being an only child, there's this girl I know. Her name is Grace. And she can tell you all about being an only child. She's excellent at that. So if you ever need advice, I'll point you in the right direction. She's a wonderful young lady, very intelligent, and an excellent only child. So, you know, be ready for that. Okay, Caleb. You are a misunderstood middle, huh?
Yeah.
So tell us about older brothers, older sisters. What do you got at home?
I got one older brother, which is 14.
Yeah.
And I got another brother, which is 2.
Okay.
And my sister is 4.
Oh, my goodness. So we've got all kinds of kids at Caleb's house. So, all right. Who's your favorite sibling? Be careful.
Probably the 2-year-old, Brantley.
There you go. The 2-year-old is the favorite sibling, huh? So why is he your favorite sibling?
Because he listens to me most of the time.
Oh, there you go. He listens, and he's a pretty good guy. Have you had the pleasure of changing his pants?
Yes, I've had to do that.
Is it something you look forward to? You just run home from school and say, "I can't wait.
No.
They're waiting for me. He no. made a little burrito for me." No?
No.
No, no, not your thing. So, all right. So what's it like to be the middle child? I mean, is it tough?
No, it's just like being a normal kid, really.
Just being a normal kid. So you don't feel like the older brother gets all the advantages and, you know.
No.
You're not going to get a lot of sympathy here because Max and I are both oldest. So that means you're the test child. And they try everything out on them, and then the youngests get away with everything.
Yes.
So yeah, the 2-year-old gets away with everything?
Most of the stuff.
Has he tried to drive the car yet?
No. He's beeped the horn a lot.
But he does like to beep the horn, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So mom and dad are raising 4 kids in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right. How many bathrooms?
2.
2. Oh, that's not so. You don't have the Brady Bunch set up where you have 1 bathroom for 6 kids, right?
No.
No, you don't even know who the Brady Bunch are, do you?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm getting old, and everybody outside just laughed and then realized that they knew who they were, too, which makes you old as well. So just so you know. So, all right, how about you, Jake?
I have three older siblings.
Three older siblings. And now you're almost an only, kind of like an only, right?
Yeah.
So how old are your siblings?
One that's 26.
26.
25.
Okay.
And 23, I think.
26, 25, and 23. So all girls too, right? All sisters?
Two boys, one sister.
Is the one sister the spoiled one?
Not really.
Not really? No. Well, at least in your lifetime, she's not been the spoiled one?
Nope.
Nope. So you're the only one at home right now?
One of my other, the 23-year-old still at our house.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. That's okay. He's probably got stuff going on and trying to get things together. It's not easy to be a young person these days. All right, so here's the question. Do you consider yourself, in your mind, an only child, or do you consider yourself the youngest when you think of yourself?
I consider myself the youngest just because I still have people there to, like, play with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So speaking of people or things to play with, any pets? Any pets? Matt?
I have a dog named Buster, and I have a fish named Bubbles.
A fish named Bubbles and a dog named Buster. What kind of a dog is Buster?
A miniature schnauzer.
Oh, so he's a little tiny guy. So is he an ankle biter?
No, he likes to chew on stuff a lot.
Yeah, what's the worst thing he's ever chewed up of yours?
He's chewed up one of my paper things I made that was important to me.
Uh-oh, origami?
No. It was just a robot.
Oh, you made a paper robot, huh?
Yep.
How'd you do that?
Oh, I just drew him with pencil and then cut him out around
him. Well, you know, okay, that happens. So, all right, Caleb, any pets at home?
Well, technically I have three dogs.
Three dogs. So it's a three-dog night every night at your place.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And I have one cat.
And one cat.
Yeah.
So, are you more... Well, now, I'm going to save that, because that question's coming up. Okay, three dogs, one cat. So, are they inside dogs or outside dogs?
Oh, they're inside dogs.
Inside dogs. What kind of dogs do you have?
Oh, well, I have a black lab named Scarlet.
A black lab named Scarlet.
Yeah.
That's kind of a misnomer, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are you a black lab and Scarlet?
No, her name's Scarlet.
She's red and black. Is she a Quaker fan?
No.
No. Well, that's good. She's a pirate fan, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
I have a German Shepherd.
Right.
And
is his name Fritz or anything like that? Or
her name's Betsy.
Schwartentruber.
No.
No. No.
And I have a chocolate lab mixed with a Saint Bernard.
Holy smokes! Can you ride it?
What?
No, not that big.
He'd probably bite me if I tried to do that.
Well, you know, if you tried to ride me, I'd probably bite you too. So, okay. Fair enough. So, all right. Jake?
I have a turtle named Red.
A turtle named Red?
Yeah.
Is it a red turtle?
It's a red-eared slider.
Ah, okay. So you need to talk over here to Caleb about how to properly name animals.
Yeah.
Black Lab's named Scarlet. Well, a red turtle named Red. There you go.
And then I have a newt named Nemo.
A newt named Nemo. Mm-hmm. So is he named Nemo because he's got one bum leg?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how'd I guess that? Oh, that's pretty cool. So, hey, we're going to go back into some more music, though, because we've got funny song number 4 for Matthew to introduce for us. So, Matthew, if you would, please.
This is funny song number 4 called Wig by the B-52s.
Right here on DNP 102.3, it's Give Me That Shoe.
What's that on your head? What's that on your head? I say, what's that on your head? What's that on your head? Sal's got a wig.
Baby's got a wig. Baby's got a wig. Kate's got a wig.
Red's got a cheap.
We all got wigs, so let's
That's B-52s and Wig right here on DNP 102.3. It's Gimme That Shoe, and it's that time in the show where we're going to ask the guys three quick questions and find out a little bit more about them. Our first question today, what would your superhero name be and what would your powers be? And we're going to start over here with Jake this time. Jake, do you have a superhero name?
I think I'd want to be Super Steel.
Super Steel, and your power would be?
To steal others' powers.
Ah, so you're S-T-E-A-L. Oh, you're one of those clever guys. I see. So you're going to swipe other people's powers.
Yeah.
So you could, like, steal the power of Mr. DeTorio's cheesy mustache?
Yep.
There you go. All right. Well, watch out. All right. How about you, Caleb?
My superhero name would be the Dastardly Swoosh.
The Dastardly Swoosh. What kind of a power would you have? That's almost a supervillain name. I like it.
Telekinesis.
Telekinesis. So you could, like, move things with your brain and bend spoons and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go. They won't let you in Dutch Valley if you bend the spoons, you know. You know, I'm not even allowed in Dutch Valley because of the, they just look at me and say, no. No. We know you're going to the buffet. No. No. So, all right. How about you, Matthew? You got a superhero name?
I think I would have to be Super Matthew.
Super Matthew. So, and your powers?
My power would probably be, like, to laser eyes.
Oh, laser eyes. Okay. That's good. So then, like, you could do, like, you could open a spa, too, and do, like, hair removal and stuff like that with those laser eyes and, you know, so that, you know, if they had a unibrow or something, you could go right between their eyes. And so you could make a little money off of that, too. So that's not bad. So, all right, question number two, dog person or cat person or something else person and why? Caleb.
I'm more of a dog person because, like, you can play around with them.
Yeah.
And they're not lazy like cats.
Cats are lazy. All right. I can understand that. All right. Matthew, dog person or cat person or something else person?
Well, I'm kind of a dog person because I'm allergic to cats.
Well, there you go. There's a good reason to be a dog person, huh? All right. Not bad. Jake?
I'm a dog person just because they greet you at the door and it just feels so...
The dog is always happy to see you, right? And the cat is just putting up with you.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm a dog person, too. All right. Last one. Most important question we'll ask you today. Toilet paper. Over or under? Over or under when you're replacing the roll? I assume all of you know how to replace the roll. Yeah, I have parents out there shaking their heads. No. You're one of those guys. All right, Matthew, over or under?
I think over because that's the way my parents usually like it.
That's okay. And you're a pleaser, huh?
Yeah.
So now part of your nefarious plot to overthrow them, you're not going to start putting it on under just to let them know who's in charge, right?
No.
Because that throws people off. That ruins one of the highlights of people's day if the toilet paper is on the wrong way. How about you, Jake? Over or under?
I think I have to go over because my brother's dogs can't take it and rip it
okay,
up.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Got to preserve it. You know, Mr. Whipple would be proud if you knew who Mr. Whipple was. So, all right, and finally, Caleb.
Oh, I don't really care, but my mom makes me put it over.
Okay, you don't care, but mom is very particular for over.
Yes.
All right, well, that's okay. Well, good, then we've got three overs, and that's a good thing. So we know that you're a normal person, because only evil deviants use toilet paper under. So that's good. All right, well, hey, let's get back into more music. Funny song number three, Jake.
Eat It by Weird Al.
Right here on DNP 102.3, it's Gimme That Shoe.
Dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat. DNP 102.3 is supported by you and by underwriters like the Performing Arts Center at Kent State University. The Performing Arts Center membership drive is underway. Member benefits include advance notice and opportunity for tickets, as well as an invitation to the members-only season unveiling event scheduled this year for May 19th. More information is available at kent.edu/tusk/pact or at 330-308-6400.
DNP 102.3 is supported by you and local businesses like Allstate agent Mike Taylor, located at 112 4th Street Northwest in New Philly, 330-364-7716.
And we're back. It's Gimme That Shoe on a Saturday morning with the kids from Baltic Elementary. We've changed the scenery here in the room. We've gotten rid of the guys. And so now it's a less of a testosterone fest in here because we've got three wonderful young ladies in with us this morning. We've got Brooklyn Numbers. Good morning, Brooklyn. How are you, young lady?
I'm good.
You're all as well in the land of numbers?
Yep.
Well, I was counting on that. Oh, we didn't have the, oh, darn it, we didn't have the rim shot ready. Oh, rats. Okay. So anyway, so Brooklyn, how old are you?
I'm 10.
And you're in?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. And so who do you have for a teacher?
Mrs. Whelans.
Mrs. Whelans. She's a pretty good guy, pretty good lady. She's not a good guy. I'm pretty sure of that. Not if she's a missus. So she's, yeah. You enjoy having her for class?
Yeah.
Now, does she do your math and science?
Yeah.
And then you have Mr. Cheesy Mustache there for social studies and language arts, Mr. DeTorio?
Yep.
Well, that's all right. That's okay. So, anyway, and then we also have the fabulous Hannah Steiner. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
So, Hannah, do you consider yourself a redhead, Hannah?
Not really.
Not really. You're more of a blonde red or kind of, so.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for freckling season? Because summer's coming up, right?
Yeah.
And you're fair-skinned. So, do you burn like you burn like bacon?
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, and yeah, I have a lot of kids in my sixth grade class, and we always talk about it. And I have one young lady that tells me, well, you know, I don't tan, I just freckle, you know, which is fine. So all is well. And you're in what grade?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. So you're also 10 or 11?
I'm 11.
You're 11. So you're one of the older, more wiser fifth graders, correct?
Yeah.
So do they come to you for advice?
Sometimes.
So, well, you know, when you're the oldest, you know, you get that respect. And then finally, we have the one person in here who has an actual Sugar Creek name. Good morning, Grace Yoder. How are you this morning?
Good.
Yeah. How old are you, Grace?
11.
You're 11 years old. And who do you have? What grade are you in? You're in fifth grade?
Yep.
So they come to you for advice as well?
Not really.
Not really. So is it? Do you think it's because you don't have as many freckles as Hannah? The freckles give Hannah wisdom?
No.
No, that's not it. So, all right, you know I'm going to have to ask you, how did you get here this morning?
By my mom.
Now, did you guys, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother and two sisters.
One brother and two sisters. So you have a minivan?
No.
No? Do they call your vehicle the Yoder Toter?
No.
You're sure?
Yes.
Well, it should be called that. There's a plenty of Yoders to put in it, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, it's great to have you ladies in here in studio with us. And it is time in the show for my favorite part of the show. We always do some kind of a game on the air. So let me dig here under the studio counter and see what we're going to play. And I do believe we are going to play Would You Rather. Music, please. Now, for those of you who have never played Would You Rather, the game is simple. I give you two choices, and you have to pick one or the other. You can't pick neither, and you can't pick both. And I'll just tell you, I never ask kindly questions, so be ready. So here we go. They're always awful. Here we go. Question number one. Would you rather eat a small can of dog food or six overripe bananas? Six overripe bananas, the black ones that get all squishy, or a small can of dog food. And let's start over here with Grace. Grace, what's it going to be? Small can of dog food or six overripe squishy bananas?
Probably the bananas.
Why are you going for the bananas?
Because I think the dog food would be gross. It's made for dogs.
Well, so? Have you ever had cafeteria food?
Yes.
Never mind. All right, so we're going to go over here. Hannah, how about you? Can of dog food, small can of dog food. You know, one of those ones that come in with the pull top and the Caesar and the little happy dog that's a little white, fluffy, yappy thing. Or six overripe bananas.
Probably small can of dog food.
Why is that?
Because you can just try to eat it quick to get it over with.
Yeah, hold your nose and let it down. Especially if it has gravy. It might just slide right down your throat. Oh, my gosh. Oh, look out. He's here. Oh, my gosh. It's Mr. DeTorio.
What's up?
How you doing, Mr. DeTorio? It's good to see you.
I am great. How are these ladies?
You know what? They're great, but the guys didn't have anything nice to say about you. It was terrible. What a surprise guest. All right, Brooklyn. Six overripe bananas or a can of dog food?
Six overripe bananas.
Six overripe bananas. Why?
I like bananas and that nice.
You don't? How do you know you don't like dog food? Have you ever tried it?
No, but well, I probably barf.
You would probably barf if you did. All right. How about you, Mr. DeTorio? Six overripe bananas or one small can of dog food? What are we eating?
Bananas.
Oh, all right. All right. All right. All right. Here we go. Next question. Would you rather always have to sing instead of speaking or dance everywhere you went? Sing everything instead of speaking or dance everywhere you went. Brooklyn?
I would sing everything.
You would sing everything. Do you have that kind of a voice?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I sing tenor. I'm best when I sing tenor. 10 or 11 miles away. So, all right. How about you, Hannah?
I would probably sing because I usually do most places.
That you sing most of the time anyway? You sing your answers out in class? And
sometimes.
You know, 4 + 3 = 7. You don't want me to sing. So, and how about you, Grace?
Sing,
you're going to sing? Why?
Because we normally sing in class with our other two friends.
Oh, okay. All right, you guys aren't dancers?
No.
You don't have good moves yet?
No.
No? How about you, Mr. DeTorio? Are you going to sing or are you going to dance?
White man can't dance, so I will sing.
All right, so you can't dance, so you still don't have any good moves. Fat guys are funny when they dance, so I would probably dance. So, it is what it is, man. And so, finally, here we go. Would you rather... Oh, let's see here. Would you rather lick the bottom of your shoe after being in a Tuscarawas County Fair porta potty, or pick your best friend's nose and eat their boogers?
Oh, good Lord.
So here we go. I told you they weren't nice questions. So lick at the bottom of the shoe, or after the Tuscarawas County Fair porta potty, or are we going to pick your best friend's nose and eat their boogers? All right, so first of all, Grace, who's your best friend?
These three.
Oh, these two. So are you going to pick their noses?
No.
Oh, so you're looking the bottom of your shoe from the Tuscarawas County Fair porta potty?
Yes.
Have you ever been in the Tuscarawas County Fair porta potty?
Yes.
All right, well, it's your funeral, okay. All right, Mr. DeTorio, what do you think? You gonna pick the noses, or are you gonna lick the shoe? That's a tough question.
Well, I've already picked their noses, so I'll lick the shoe then.
All right, let's go. All right, that'll work. Oh gosh, good luck. All right, Hannah, what about you? Nose picking or shoe licking?
I would probably lick the shoe.
What? Now these are your best friends, so you're saying that your best friends are grosser.
They
made them themselves.
Oh, well.
So, okay. Ladies, you're gross, just so you know. And finally, Brooklyn, what are you doing? You picking the noses, or are you licking the shoes?
I'm picking the noses.
All right. So, Grace is a true friend. So, why are you picking the noses?
Because I don't want to lick my shoe after I've been in a porta
potty. You know what? I can understand that. And that's going to do it for this week's... That's going to do it for this week's Shoebox Quiz and the Would You Rather. Brooklyn, can you introduce funny song number two for us?
99 Dead Baboons.
Right here on DNP 102.3, it's Gimme That Shoe.
Have a lot of you heard the new song by Nana, 99 Red Balloons? I heard the German version of that song first, and I really liked it. But then I heard the English version, and I was really surprised to find that what she's singing in English and what she's singing in German are not even close. I ended up buying the record, and I listened very closely to the German version, and I've come up with a new English translation that I think is really much more accurate, much closer. I have to admit, there are a couple of lines in this new English version that I'm not real sure about, but I think it's a much more accurate version. Now, this is the new version, 99 Red Balloons. Hello, Bobby, my old friend. It's good to see you once again. How's your mother? How's your aunt? How's your father's skin-diving suit? One of the lines I'm not real sure about. Well, something like this. I've got something you should see. Back at my place, come with me. I've got some brand new furnishings. Plus 99 dead baboons. 99 dead baboons. Sitting in my living room. Not too functional, it seems. But quite a conversation piece. This one's Jake, that one's Dinah. There's Big Ned in my recliner. No, it's not a lazy boy. Can't you see it's a dead baboon? Dead baboons, everybody! Dead baboons. Dead baboons. Dead baboons. How they got here, I'm not sure. Woke up one day, there they were. Luckily, I've got a lease allowing pets if they're deceased. I'm just thankful they're not apes, 'cause apes would clash with the drapes. No more napkins at my parties. Wipe your hands on a dead baboon. Dead baboons, everybody. Dead baboons. Dead baboons. Dead baboons. Dead baboons are lots of fun. Playing water balloons, I've always won. You can keep your dead giraffes and swine. I'll take dead baboons every time. There's just one problem I have found. It's finding Purina dead baboon chow. But what a happy snorkeling device. The other line I'm not real sure about, but something like that. With 99 dead baboons. Everybody, dead baboons. Everybody, dead baboons. Dead baboons. Dead baboons.
Little bit of Tim Cavanaugh this morning and 99 dead baboons right here on DNP 102.3. It's Gimme That Shoe, and we're back with the ladies from Baltic Elementary. And at this time, we're going to learn a little bit more about them. So, it's things people don't know about me. Something that maybe people would be really surprised to know about you. And we're going to start here. Hannah's got this smile on her face, so that she must have something good. All right, Hannah, what you got for me?
Whenever I was younger and strangers tried to talk to me, I used to hiss and growl at them.
Really?
Yeah.
You took that stranger danger very seriously. So do you still hiss and growl at people, or?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. So, and how did people handle that? Did they run
sure.
away from you, or? So
I don't know. They probably just started talking to someone else.
So. All right. Used to hiss and growl at strangers. All right, how about you, Gracie?
I sing in the shower.
You sing in the shower. What kind of songs do you sing? Do you rap in the shower?
No.
You're sure you don't rap in the shower?
Yes, I'm
all right.
sure.
Are you a good shower singer?
Yes.
You're a very good shower. What's your favorite song to sing in the shower?
Singing in the Shower.
You sing a song called Singing in the
yeah.
Shower. Okay, how does singing in the shower go? Now, I don't have a shower here. It wouldn't be good for the equipment, but can you give us a few bars of it?
No.
Okay, so you sing in the shower, so if we ever, we'll have to come outside, come to your house and stand outside the door and have you, or maybe mom or dad can tape it and we'll play it next week. What do you think? Singing in the shower? No?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I could put it on the website, too, if you'd like.
No.
Your picture and everything.
No.
No? All right. You're no fun. All right. Brooklyn, what is it that people don't know about you?
I love to read, and that when I grow up, I want to live inside a library.
You want to live inside a library? Really?
Yeah.
So what is your favorite thing you're reading right now?
Harry Potter.
Oh, you're a big Harry Potter fan. Max is too. He loves Harry Potter. So are you one of the movie marathon freaks that watches, if the Harry Potter movie marathon is on too, that you watch it?
I don't like the movies as much as the books.
Oh, well, nobody does. So you. What's your favorite Harry Potter?
Probably the Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire. So why?
Because Harry is in the Triwizard Tournament, and I like that he has to compete.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. So that's not bad. All right, how about something that drives you crazy? Brooklyn, we'll go ahead and let you go ahead since you're talking. What drives you crazy? When muggles give you... No, that's not it, is it? So.
Well, it drives me crazy when people copy me.
When they copy you? They copy
yeah.
your style?
No, they just like... If I... Like my cousin and my sister, if I say I like a certain movie, they say, oh, yeah, I like that, too. And
oh, okay. So how old's your sister?
Six.
5 or 6?
Yeah.
So, well, that's kind of normal for a 5 or 6-year-old. So how old's your cousin?
She's 9.
All right. So your cousin definitely needs to learn to think for himself. What's his name?
Oh, it's a girl. Her name's Audrey.
Audrey. Audrey, quit copying Brooklyn. You've heard it. She wants to be her own person. So when you start getting the blue-eyed contacts and all that, that's just kind of creepy, Audrey. Stop it. Stop. Think for yourself. Okay. Hannah, something that drives you crazy.
Probably when people don't shut their mouth if they're chewing up food.
Oh, that's disgusting. There's nothing worse. Do you... When I taught elementary school years ago, when I was teaching third grade, there is nothing as a teacher worse than kindergarten and first grade lunch duty. Because you know what everybody's eating, including the ketchup packets they bring over to you to try to open. And they're dripping with slobber, and you're, did you put this in your mouth? Oh, no. You know, and then you have to disinfect your scissors after the show. Oh, it's, yeah, disgusting. Do you have anybody that you have to sit with at lunch that chews with their mouth open still?
No, but fifth graders have to actually help kindergartners at lunch.
Oh, well, that's a great thing and a disgusting thing all at the same time. So do you enjoy helping the kindergartners, though?
Sometimes.
So do you have a favorite kindergartner?
Probably Grace and Brooklyn's sisters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good girls or kids, boys,
yeah.
Children.
Girls.
Pretty good young ladies. Well, that's good. All right, Grace. What drives you crazy?
When people run their fingernails down on the chalkboard.
Oh, gosh. I don't even like to think about that. You guys still have chalkboards?
Some people do.
Some people still have chalkboards.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one. That's the greatest thing ever from the invention of the whiteboard, because it doesn't make that. And if you have a smart board and you go and it makes that sound, then you've got a bigger problem. But, fingers down the chalkboard. Oh, that's awful. All right. Well, that is something that drives you guys crazy, something that drives me crazy. But it is time for the number one song of the week. And Grace and Hannah, you guys are going to introduce it, please.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
By Stinky Whistle Teats.
Right here on DNP 102.3.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Whistle Teats. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
For those of you who remember Ren and Stimpy, that's Stinky Whistle Teats. And happy, happy, joy, joy. I just have that one in there because it's fun to say Stinky Whistle Teats and on the air. Hey, it's that time in the show when we're going to shout out to folks and say hi to our friends, family, cats, whatever. And if you want to say hi to somebody, folks, this is your chance. And we have a couple of special guests that stepped into the room. We have Mr. Williams, who is also the principal at Baltic Elementary, and Mr. DeTorio, notorious sixth grade teacher, yeah. Baltic Elementary. So, all right. So, Max, if you could find the Kiss Army, it's time to do the shout outs. And we're going to start with Grace. Grace, who would you like to shout out to?
My mom and my cousin.
And does your mom have a name?
Rhianda.
And your cousin?
Mercedes.
And your cousin Mercedes. All right. Mr. DeTorio, who do you want to shout out to today?
I want to give a shout out to the Baltic staff. And then if my wife is actually listening, she's probably saying, why aren't you home doing the dishes?
Because he got tired of mustache jokes. That's why, folks. All right, Hannah.
To my four cousins in North Carolina.
And they are?
Jackson, Mason, Will, and Charlie.
All right, good morning, guys. All right, Matthew, jump up here, grab a microphone, lean into one of these things. Doesn't matter which one. Who do you want to say hi to?
I would like to say hi to my cousin Lydia and my teacher, Mr. Reichman.
All right. Next up, we have Caleb. Caleb, lean in there and say hi to somebody. Shout him out.
I'd like to give a shout out to my grandma, Jean Padro.
All right. Good morning, Grandma. So, Matthew. Oh, wait. We already had Matthew. Jake.
I'd like to give a shout out to my two brothers, Ben, Dave, and my sister, Dana.
All right. And Brooklyn.
I'd like to give a shout out to my aunt, uncle, and my cousins, and my mom and dad.
Do they have names?
My aunt's name is Lish, my uncle's name is Ian, and my cousin is Wiley, Weber, and Worth.
Wiley, Weber, and Worth. That sounds like a law firm. All right. And also, didn't you guys tell me that there was a teacher that's having a birthday this weekend? Didn't somebody mention that? Oh, Matthew, come on. Lean in here, buddy.
I would like to wish a happy birthday to our intervention specialist, Mr. Meek.
All right, Mr. Meek. God bless you for what you do. You got a tough job, and we need more folks like you. Finally, Mr. Williams, you are going to do something that other people failed to do. Let me give you a microphone there.
First, I'd like to shout out to the parents that brought these awesome kids. They are awesome kids as a reflection of those parents. And I'd also like to shout out to my wonderful daughter, Grace, and my awesome wife, Tennille.
All right. Good morning, Grace and Tennille. And yeah, parents, you should be real proud. You have great kids, and they represented Baltic Elementary well. Thank you so much for tuning in this week to Gimme That Shoe right here on DNP 102.3. Next week, we've got the kids from Baltic Elementary, or not Baltic, Ragersville Elementary coming in, and they're going to do the Gimme That Shoe thing. Can't wait to see them then, and stay tuned for Robert. He's coming up next. We're going to finish up with a little bit of Meghan Trainor right here on DNP 102.3. It's Gimme That Shoe.